Fender and...
I can't think. Oh, no, what is it?
It's People Watching. Right, what day is it today, Chris?
I can't think.
Oh, no, what is it? It's Monday, silly Billy.
Silly Chris.
And you're listening to...
I can't think. Oh, no, what is it?
Radio X. somebody texted in saying, I bet his train wasn't cancelled, he just didn't hear it leaving. That's what it was.
I love that. That's great.
No, stop now.
Yeah.
Hey,
come on.
Stop it now. Anyway. Steve's been on saying, I jeffing hate this game. My stress levels are through the roof, but it's very addictive.
Everything about that is true.
There are people who text in going, I'm not even playing the game, but I'm very, very stressed.
Mm.
And what game is it?
I can't think. Oh, no, what is it?
Listen, that's the way the game works, okay? And that's why we play the game. And we'll play it again tomorrow.
The Chris Moyles Show.
It's 8:32.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Elroq. Early bird test drives are now available.
Radio X.
What's your possible? The vision only you can make happen. Whatever the size of your business, accelerate your growth with the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform. Power your possible with the number one recommended cloud accounting software, Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals. Verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
You do anything and everything for your pets. So do we. At Vets for Pets, we've dedicated our lives to them. In the last year, we've treated 1.4 million dogs, 860,000 cats, and even a crocodile. From Dundee to Dorchester, we're the nation's local vet, providing routine care to life-saving surgery. That's why more people trust Vets for Pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
The Admiral spots the Greens. They're doing up their house.
Need a hand with anything?
No. Once the solar panels are up, our eco-transformation is complete. We've even bought a new electric car. Green, to match the house.
Yeah, it looks fab. But why are we whispering?
We're trying to reduce our noise pollution.
Admiral is as committed as the Greens in covering your switch to electric. Get a quote now for your electric car and more. Admiral Insurance, always looking out for you.
This is your business. This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero accounting software. This is managing cash flow. This is managing your cash flow with the help of Xero accounting software. These are your customers paying you. These are your customers having more ways to pay you with the help of Xero accounting software. This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero, helping you sort your cash flow by giving your customers more ways to pay, so now you can focus on making your business boom! Supercharge your business today with the help of Xero.
Search Xero with an X!
People's Postcode Lottery's big spring win is back. In our April draws, you and your neighbours could win a share of £25.4 million. Own or rent? Doesn't matter. If your door is in the draw, then you're in with a chance to win. You just need to sign up before midnight tonight. Who knows? You could win a share of £25.4 million. So get your door in the draw. PPL managed lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus, conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Good morning, contestant number one. Place your hand on the buzzer. When does a Greg's breakfast deal hit just right?
I'm all about a bacon roll before lectures. Oh, and a morning coffee on my dog walks.
What a delicious way to start your day. Whatever you get up to, enjoy any breakfast roll and hot drink from just £2.85. Greg's, bag some joy. Prices may vary. See in shop for details. Subject to availability.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Moylesy! Happy Monday!
On today's 4 till 7 thing, I've got all the biggest stories from a massive weekend. Plus, we're of no fixed abode without a pet town. Nominate yours on 83936 and... We've got your best three Danish trainers. Plus, we spin the reels of the old Mexican bandit for this week's Mexican handbag. The 4 till 7 thang. From 4 till 7, it's a thang.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Dunham's got
just what I'm after for my bare living room. Colored cushions, pop a throw in. Ooh, my home is glowing. You're the one that I want. You are the one I want. You're the one that I want.
Bring in spring with throws to wow and cushions to add colour from £7 at Dunelm.
The home of homes.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Oh, I think we're on.
Sorry, I didn't hear the jingle. This wasn't loud enough. Sorry about that.
He's gonna get that all day, isn't he, with his mates.
Okay. Yeah.
So can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, and by the way, if you know him, whatever you do, don't call him today.
Yeah.
And when he goes, hello, don't say anything, and then go, oh, sorry, Chris, I didn't hear you.
I didn't hear you then, mate.
So it's not very loud.
Ah, what a shame. He's a nice guy, wasn't he?
Listen. We've had this. Wonderwall was the first track once.
Yeah.
Mm. And the caller went, oh, it's Oasis. And then they were so annoyed that they couldn't think of it. Yeah. They couldn't think of it. And then time ran out.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they're all kind of songs that Radio X play. So every time that we play these songs, people are like, oh, great. And then we send them a mug saying 20 seconds to 0K, just to really remind them of what happened.
Yeah.
However, it's good or change when we play the game again tomorrow. sound playing on Radio X. That's right.
I can't think. Oh, no, what is it?
I just told you, Speed of Sound by Coldplay. Relax, calm down, Chris. I've been watching Dwayne Muffin's videos again.
Dwayne, now, remind me, Dwayne Muffin.
Dwayne Muffin is a Northern Irish lad who lives in Ibiza.
Right, that's it, yes.
And he makes these really fascinating, interesting, no thrills, no spills, but really interesting video blogs about him living in Ibiza. And it's great because the last few years I've been to Ibiza in the summer, and it's great because he'll show you, like, when it's out of season, he'll be like, oh, there's a load of construction going on, oh, they're building a new club, or this is a new hotel that's going up, that's great. And then he'll mooch around and he'll show you what's open and closed, like if you live there.
Yeah.
But you also get, because he lives there, he goes, have you ever come to Ibiza, this is a great bar. It's really, really cheap, or this is a great coffee shop, or this is a great cafe to get something to eat, because Ibiza can get very expensive.
Yeah.
Peak season. Anyway, he did a new video about the new club.
Right.
The new super club, which is Universe.
Universe.
Which is hopefully going to be open for this summer.
Yeah. Ooh. Ushuaia.
No.
That's the only one I've...
No, Ushuaia is Ushuaia.
Ushuaia.
No, again. Mambo. So, no, this is... Right, so they're different places.
Yeah, Ushuaia.
Okay, so there is Ushuaia.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a good one.
That's right. And with the tower. But they're changing the name of the tower, or they have changed the name.
They what?
I learned that from Dwayne Muffin's videos.
Oh. Is that his real name, by the way?
Dwayne Muffin. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve Muffin, really.
But if you go to Ibiza, or you go into Ibiza, then on YouTube, seriously, search Dwayne Muffin, and there he is.
Great name, isn't it?
But it's so handy.
Behind the scenes.
Because you've got, even on YouTube, you've got on your phone somebody who lives there. So you can scroll through the videos and you can find loads of little hidden gems that, like, locals know about.
Nice.
But then information about, like, I don't know, like getting the disco bus or whatever, which goes around all the clubs.
Right.
Because a lot of the clubs in Ibiza are a little bit out of the way.
Yeah.
They're not all necessarily all really near each other. Some clubs are in San Antonio. Some clubs are like Pasha's near Ibiza Old Town. And
where's Ushuaia? Ushuaia. Where's that one?
Like, again, if Dwayne was here now, he'd tell you exactly where it is. Okay. I don't know. I've been...
Well, you know.
It's High and Ushuaia are opposite each other.
That's it. That's it.
What do you mean, that's it?
What?
You don't know. You just asked. So if you go to Ushuaia...
Ushuaia.
By the way... Ushuaia is right up your street.
Oh, I imagine.
Because it's all done by 11.
Great. That's perfect for me. Absolutely.
So you can go out, you can get there for 5, 6 o'clock or whatever, watch the few DJs, watch whoever's headlining. It finishes at 11.
Perfect for me, that.
So you can be back in the hotel bar by 11:30 or whatever.
It honestly does sound perfect.
Are we doing a weekend roundup?
We have one if you want it.
Okay. Well, go if you're into the Ibiza thing, then follow Dwayne at Dwayne Muffin on YouTube.
It's a great name.
He's brilliant.
Yeah.
I met him last summer after talking about him.
Dwayne Muffin.
Because that's how he talks.
I'm clubbing in Ushuaia.
That's right. And where else would you go clubbing in Ibiza, Dom?
Space.
Would you?
Cafe Mambo.
No. When are you going to go to space?
Oh.
3 years ago?
I'm going to go seven years ago.
It's closed now.
Oh, is it closed now?
Yeah.
Oh, is Cafe Del Mar still there?
I think so.
Good. That was nice. And...
Where is that?
On the coast.
It is.
I mean,
yeah, because you can see the sunset.
It's but it's lovely. Near.
Or the sunrise. It's near.
It's pretty much next to...
Mambo.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it?
Yes.
I mean, it is. Good.
Do you want me to have a word with Brent and see if Capital Dans go out to Ibiza this summer?
I think we should go.
Maybe you go as well.
Yes.
Absolutely.
To lead the charge.
Yes. Yeah. And you could maybe, you know, in between the DJ sets, you could play around a bingo or something. Yeah.
I'd love that, actually.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Okay, eyes down, look in. Here we go.
Pippa's Weekend Roundup quiz type thingy on Radio X.
Here's Pippa.
Hello. So, I've got three stories, little virally bits that have happened over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Which you haven't covered in the news headlines yet, Dom.
Right.
I've got three audio clues that really relate to each story. Chris versus Dom.
Hello.
The first one to match up a clue to the story wins all the points.
That's it.
Got it?
Are you feeling confident? Do you feel as though you've seen a lot of stuff?
No.
No, me neither. I feel out of the loop.
But you've usually seen more than you think.
True. Very true.
Shall we give it a go?
Oh. I've had a text.
Is it Muffin
from
Man?
From Mr. Muffin.
From Mr. Jam.
Oh.
Dom's very welcome if we go again.
Yay.
To Ibiza.
Thanks, Mr. Jam. I'll be there.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to go.
I'll get my clubbing trousers out. Oh. And I'll see you
don't
there.
Don't do that.
Oh, no, I won't do that, actually. No one wants to see those.
No.
Liar. Everyone does. Sorry,
would
Pip.
They be the leather ones?
Yeah, it might be. They're flammable. Okay. Sorry.
Right, when you're ready.
Yep.
Number one.
A message for the best.
Delia Smith.
Yes.
Where are you? Where are you? Where are you?
Yes.
We need a 12th man here.
We need a 12th man here. You? Is this something to do with
where
something that happened
you?
To the football over the weekend in the FA Cup?
It's something that happened football over the weekend.
But not in the FA Cup. Norwich City?
Norwich City.
Okay.
You're letting Don get some points.
So Norwich won. I know Norwich won 1-0. They were away. I can't remember who they were playing.
It's to do with Norwich City and Delia, isn't it? No, it's to do with Norwich City.
Yeah.
It was the mascot.
Fans.
A Norwich fan.
He brought his own...
Pies. And well, undercut Delia by 12%.
He didn't bring any clothes.
No, he was so...
Yes.
It's to do with a Norwich fan.
Yeah.
Right.
On the pitch.
Yeah, he ran on the pitch and scored a goal.
Was he streaking?
He was going to do a penalty shootout.
He wasn't a nudie.
He was doing the half-time game.
He was doing the crossbar challenge.
Oh, yes.
That's what he was doing. Yeah.
But and instead
yeah, he kicked the ball so hard
yeah,
that he scored a goal.
His shorts fell down.
In the Peterborough
game. And it was too late. We saw everything.
Naked base today.
I don't know why.
He was a streaker and his shorts
slipped over and the crowd, they were laughing at him.
He didn't take the kick at all. He did something else deliberately.
He proposed.
Oh.
What a lovely thing.
But even funnier. Mm.
She said no.
Yes, you know. And then he scored.
She said yes, but what delighted everyone is that the West Brom fans could be heard chanting, "You don't know what you're doing." And you can almost hear it.
That's nice. That's really nice. Yeah, oh, well, that's it. It was West Brom, wasn't it? Yes.
So it was a lovely guy called Jack.
Oh, well done, Jack.
Jack Garwood, who proposed to his now fiance Brandis.
Oh.
And, it went viral.
Brandis.
That's very sweet.
Oh, that's nice. Well done, Jack.
There is some audio. I don't think there is
audio.
We've got a glitch here. Computer
There's
glitch.
No audio, is there, James?
It's not playing. Right. I will get it.
Excuse me, Brandis, I know you're not expecting this, but from the moment I met you, I knew you were the one for me. So, Brandis...
down on one knee.
Marry me.
Oh.
She said yes.
Can
I put it on?
Boo.
And now they're getting a sprinkler to celebrate.
A what?
Wow.
There you go.
Jack.
You don't know what you're doing.
and he had a little sprinkler to celebrate.
That's really funny.
That's nice, isn't it?
You don't know what you're
doing. In front of everyone.
I mean, I'd have been excited.
Well, yeah.
They actually sent them on holiday to Gran Canaria for 5 days.
Oh, Canaries, I guess.
Their sponsor, was it? Yeah.
Oh.
Lovely.
Oh, a lovely thing. It's worth it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Pretend to marry someone. Off you go. Off you go.
I'll be inundated with emails and calls now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to propose to my fiancée.
Yeah.
But can we go to Torremolinos with the lads?
Always want to go there.
Right, well done on that round. Between you level pegged.
Yeah.
We did well, I think. That's fair.
Okay, when you're ready, number two.
It sounds like it's Spinal Tap? No.
What's this? There was a little car at the beginning.
Top Gear or Grand Tour?
Yes.
Grand Tour's back.
Well.
Grand Tour's back.
There's been news about the Grand Tour.
Grand Tour's not back.
Well, it is back.
It is back, but...
Yeah.
Someone new is being looked at.
Yeah, me.
Is it you, is it?
Yeah, they want me to... They said, look,
we need to take a different approach. So we think somebody who knows nothing about cars might be the person we're looking
for. The way forward.
They want to put Sue Pollard in a discovery.
It's someone who knows a lot about transport.
Oh, the train guy, the train spotter guy.
Yes.
Oh, is it? What?
Yes.
That's right.
He was called like Eugene, but it isn't Eugene. He's got an unusual first name.
He's called Eugene.
Is he?
Francis.
Francis Vorderman.
That's it.
Francis Bourgeois. Do you know what the train spotter guy will do?
Yeah. So what's he going to do in it?
He's being eyed up as being a presenter for the Grand Tour.
Is he into cars?
He's into transport.
Well, he's into trains.
He likes trains. That's his thing.
But he's not just a social media sensation, but trained as a mechanical engineer, so he knows his stuff.
Right.
Mm. So because he's so big around the world.
Well, it might not be a bad idea.
Yeah, well, he's very likeable.
Very enthusiastic.
He is.
Yeah. He's got a lot of followers. There's a lot of hype around him, so yeah.
Was it Dan O'Connell who bumped into him?
Yes.
It was, wasn't it? He saw him on the platform somewhere and had a chat with him.
Yeah.
Mm. I saw him at a Walthamstow game recently.
Did you?
Yep.
There's two things to unpack there. Yeah. You went to a Walthamstow game and he was there.
And he was there.
Wow.
And did you talk to him?
No.
Right.
What was the score?
6-3.
Really?
It was, yeah.
9-goal thriller.
Wow. Yeah, it was a killer game. It was amazing.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So again, you pegged on that one. So at the moment, completely level.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shall we take it to number 3? Yeah. I don't know.
That was good, Catherine. Wow. Let's take it to number 3.
Shall we take it up a notch?
Hold on 1 second.
Let's take it to number... Write that down. That's good. Let's take it to number 3.
Yeah. Somebody's just texted me, by the way. That doesn't matter. I can't...
Is it Ibiza related?
No.
Okay.
No.
No.
Okay, good. I can't say any more than that.
No.
Which is why I didn't score highly in the last round.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. I may not know things about things.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But I don't know what things are out there, which is why I stayed very quiet during of the game. Should we, number 3, you say?
Taking this seriously.
Lenny Kravitz, Fly Away.
Yes.
It's to do with flying.
It's to do... Yes.
Well, it's to do with leaving.
Floating. On a bit.
It's a hot air balloon.
Yes!
Went rogue. And Lenny Kravitz was in charge, and he's not been since.
It landed on Lenny Kravitz's
not landed,
house.
Dom.
No, Lenny was just
still going up.
Oh, man.
It's just past the International Space Station.
Lenny was just the vehicle to get to the story. Vehicle.
Yeah, no, it's a hot air balloon.
And they've strayed thousands of miles, thank you very much, from where they were meant to land.
Well,
and now they're in...
It's the hot air balloon, but it's in the shape of a pair of boobs, and you've bought it.
Ah, boobie balloon.
Not quite... It's related to a celebrity. Loads of articles over the weekend.
Olivia Atwood has set up her own hot air balloon company.
Is it Sue Pollard again?
Not Sue Pollard.
But of that ilk, would you say?
Similar.
Female?
Female.
Female.
Loose female.
Oh. You? Loose. One of your friends?
No.
Oh, something from Loose Women?
Yeah.
Judy That's Love?
Right. No.
She's from Loose Women. She's very good in there.
And Nolan?
What's her name?
Frank Lampard's
one with the voice.
Julie Boat Cruise Warbler Woman.
Oh, Denise. Is it Denise?
Denise Welsh.
Denise Welsh.
It's Denise Welsh. Okay.
She's disappeared in a hot air balloon. I don't know what the story is.
This is a weird story, but it has been going round at the weekend. So there was a false story that she disappeared in a hot air balloon over the weekend.
Right.
So she was forced to have to then post saying, I haven't disappeared in a hot air balloon. So she's been off Loose Women for a while. And reports popped off online that she'd vanished in a hot air balloon incident, and she had to put the record straight, said, no, I haven't. She'd just been away for a bit.
Right. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So people thought that she got in a hot air balloon and just floated away and had not been seen since?
Yeah, correct.
So there's a picture of her in a hot air balloon.
Yes, from a long time ago.
Who's she with? It looks like Sean Ryder with a sort of a weird hat on.
And Claire Balding.
And Jim from the Royal Family.
Yeah. Who's she with?
Isn't it?
That's weird.
Anyway, Denise is fine.
So who started that rumour? What a weird rumour to start.
It's such a weird rumour to start.
Yeah.
What's her name? What's the name of Loose Women?
Which one?
The other woman.
Andrea.
No, the older woman.
That's who I was trying to think of.
What's her name?
Janice Street Porter.
She started the rumour.
Yeah.
Because she wants more work on Loose Women.
That's how it is, yeah.
Yeah. Behind the scenes on Loose Women, it's very... Oh, they all hate each other.
Absolutely.
It was a close call, but Chris, in the end, you got 70 and Dom, you got 68.
It was a quiz type thingy on Radio X.
The exact same scores as last week.
Yeah.
Is it really?
I got 68 last week.
Well, there you are. And I won the game.
You won the game as well.
Hooray for me.
Yeah.
Right, it's 8:57. Thank you very much, Pippa. Nice game. We're going to do the news, then we've got our more music hour coming up next.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X. The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Plug in. Charge up. Jump in.
Radio X.
Get your car MOT ready with eBay. And can you help Johnny get his car ready too?
You just know when MOT time comes around, stuff starts going wrong. That worn out wiper or blown bulb could catch you out. So give your motor a quick once over first, get the parts you need and save yourself the hassle.
Right now, eBay are giving away a road trip to the Scottish Highlands. For your chance to win and to help Johnny get MOT ready, head to radiox.co.uk.
A Minecraft movie has arrived in McDonald's Happy Meal. Help your little ones build their own adventure. Explore the overworld and meet exciting new friends. Some fun, some food, it's all inside this Happy Meal. Until 6th of May from 11 a.m. Includes one pre-selected book or toy. While stocks last, fair ordering policy applies. See mcdonalds.co.uk/happymeal.
Nasty surprises. No one wants them. Like when you're feeling fancy and you order the chef's special.
Enjoy.
And find out it's infused with Dragon Reaper chili. It's just not right. Oh. With Quick Check, you get a clear yes or no on whether you'll be accepted for a Capital One credit card without affecting your credit score. No unexpected sting. That's one good thing. Capital One.
Doggy bag, madam.
I'm not putting my dog through that.
34.9% APR representative variable. T's and C's apply.
You do anything and everything for your pets. So do we. At Vets for Pets, we've dedicated our lives to them. In the last year, we've treated 1.4 million dogs, 860,000 cats, and even a crocodile. From Dundee to Dorchester, we're the nation's local vet, providing routine care to life-saving surgery. That's why more people trust Vets for Pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
Let me just throw this idea at you. You may have paid too much tax. If you've spent money on tools, travel or food for work, Rift can help work out what you're owed and get a refund bouncing back to you. In fact, on average, Rift get their customers $3,000 back. Not bad, eh? Let's get the ball rolling. Search Rift Tax Refunds.
I'm like a rubber ball, like I'm bouncing.
Come on, search Rift Tax Refunds today.
Mickey could try to sell his car privately. Or get it sold today with We Buy Any Car. He could spend days on end trying to sell to a bunch of time wasters. Or sell in a flash and head to the fun fair with the kids. Proper gutted. Or proper impressed. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com.
Radio X. News update. Next.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours and his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more and be protected against future price rises by switching to one of our fixed price tariffs. Plus, with Peak Save, you could save even more with half price electricity every Sunday between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Search British Gas tariffs and see if you could save now. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
On your radio, on Global Player and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Just after 9 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, a two-day summit on tackling illegal migration is getting underway in London. Representatives from 40 countries are taking part. Border Security Minister Dame Angela Eagle has told Radio X collaboration is vital.
What we're doing is bringing together countries all along the route, including the places from where these people are coming, the countries they pass through, to see what we can do with our operational colleagues to bear down on the gangs to prosecute them.
And the government's just announced another £33 million will be spent prosecuting people smuggling gangs. In other news, Donald Trump says he is very angry with Vladimir Putin over his approach to negotiations about the war in Ukraine. The US president wants the Russian leader to agree to a truce within a month. He's also threatened tariffs on countries who are buying Russian oil. The boss of Primark has resigned after an allegation over his behaviour towards a woman. Paul Marchant has stepped down, saying he made an error of judgment and has since made an apology to the person concerned. Ministers have agreed a new funding package for a number of local pharmacies in England. The National Pharmacy Association has delayed a plan to take collective action while its members consider the deal. And waiting times for driving tests have reached a new record high. The AA says it's now taking, on average, 20 weeks to book a practical test. That's up from 14 weeks back in February last year.
Sport.
Manchester City have reached a seventh consecutive FA Cup semi-final after winning 2-1 at Bournemouth. They'll take on Nottingham Forest at Wembley next month. Aston Villa boss Unai Emery says he's pleased with Marcus Rashford's progress, but feels there is more to come from him. The on-loan Manchester United forward scored his first two goals in their 3-0 win at Preston. That means they reached the semis as well. Emery says Rashford is playing with confidence and making...
I'm good docking
and making good progress. Here's Unai Emery.
Today, I think, after progressively playing more and with the national team where he played two matches, I think helped him to feel better. And today, the confirmation in his progression with us, I think, is good.
That's a bit harsh, isn't it?
What?
Calling him a moron.
He didn't call him a moron.
He did.
Unai Emery called him a moron.
Yeah.
Today, I think, after progressively playing more and with the national
team. He did call him a moron.
Called him a moron.
That is harsh. Yeah. Aston Villa set up a clash with Crystal Palace in the other semi. And Chelsea's advantage...
Two semis
make a circle. Chelsea's advantage at the top of the Women's Super League has been cut to 6 points following a 2-1 draw against West Ham. The unbeaten leaders dropped points.
Dropped pants.
For the third time this season after Arsenal's 4-0 victory.
Arsenal.
At bottom side.
Oh!
Crystal Palace.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price to get your vehicle MOT ready.
eBay. E-boobs.
Bright, warm and sunny for much of the UK. A bit cloudy with some rain possible in the northwest later.
D's.
17 degrees is the temperature today. That's the high. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Oh, dear.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Oh, God, I'm sick of feeling ill. I'm sick of feeling sick.
Have you taken anything today? Have you taken some paracetamol, Lemsip or something?
I had some this morning,
Have you? Oh.
Have you had a ginger shot?
Yeah.
Just settles your tummy.
Oh. And then last night, I just didn't feel... Mm. Like, I felt my cold was getting better. I just felt a bit sick.
Yeah.
Are you getting enough sleep?
No.
Right.
Ah. I haven't had enough sleep since 2004.
Have you got holiday? You've got holiday coming up. You look forward to it.
Yes, I'm going to take tomorrow off.
Oh, that's soon.
That's quite sudden.
Coming up as in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, if you're ill, you're ill.
James, when are you away? Wednesday,
yeah. We can go away together.
No, I'm coming in Wednesday.
Right.
Okay. Back on Wednesday.
Back on Wednesday.
Just take the day off.
24-hour illness, yeah.
You could if you want. You're very welcome.
I'm pulling what they call a dom.
Hey.
I don't feel like it, so I'm just going to say I'm sick, so I'm not going to do the show.
Yeah, that's what I do.
What I'll do is I'll send you a message, though, tonight, saying just a little heads up, I'm not feeling well. I'll let you know how I feel in the morning. And then I'm going to time a text message to send to you at about 20 past five, just say, I'm not coming in.
Do you know, if I could time text messages, I would. I don't actually know how you do it.
Oh, because you've got an iPhone 2.
It's not an iPhone 2, it's an iPhone 12.
I don't think it is.
It's a 12 mini. That's what I've got. I got a 12 mini. It's small, isn't it? A tiny little phone.
It's small. Fits in the pocket.
I like a small one, though.
You do?
Yeah.
Why?
It fits in the pocket. It's not too cumbersome.
I don't like it.
I don't like it. That's quite a big one you've got there.
Thank you.
You don't have a bag anymore. Do you remember yesterday?
No, I don't have a bag because James put magazines in it.
No.
So I don't have a bag anymore.
Your magazines were in the bag.
No, you put them in the bag, which is why I don't take a bag to work anymore, so I don't get home. And then my children go, Dad, what's this magazine?
Why your children go through your bag?
I think it was poking out the top.
No, the reason you don't...
Sorry,
what were you talking about?
What was poking out of what?
Oh, the magazine was poking out the top of the bag.
And which magazine was it?
I can't remember. Something like Big and Bouncy or something. Yeah, whatever James Finn.
Razzle, you know it.
I think it was 50 plus.
What was it?
50 no. Who?
50 plus.
Did you think you said Vicky?
I said Vicky, what is it? Gosh.
Sounds like one of Pippa's friends, Vicky plus.
Oh.
The reason you stopped bringing your bagging was because you had a train whistle. Dog poo bags and some light bulbs and a muff.
And light bulbs as well. It was a bag of a madman. So I decided not to take it back in again.
A Paul McKenna book that's like 3 years old.
Yes, yeah.
So you've never read.
I think it's harsh to say no, I have never read it. Yeah. So you're right. Yeah.
Bring it back in.
I burnt it in the garden. I don't have any more. We had a ceremony.
It was a nice bag.
The Vicky Plus magazine went as well. The
mag bag.
What did you burn? You burnt your bag.
Burnt the bag. It's all gone now.
Why?
It's all gone. I haven't really burnt it, but I don't know where it is. It's destroyed.
Oh. You would never burn your magazines.
Well, he's got plenty, so he.
Well, you can't because it's all laminated. So there's probably rules against.
Well, it's
bad smell.
Bad smell. Off fumes.
You have to call the government first.
Plus, as well, you know where you live, and in that estate you live. Some of your neighbours see the smoke; they think it's a sign.
We've either
take the clothes off and run down the street, going, "Where is it?"
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we took that.
We've either elected a new pope, or I'm burning Big and Bouncy again.
The neighbourhood watch this area.
Neighbourhood watch everything.
Oh yeah, your neighbourhood. Yeah.
Listen.
This is called neighbourhood gorp.
No, it's not. It's a very safe neighbourhood. Without,
it's a different structure to the rest of the UK's
neighbourhood. Without...
I'm part of the neighbourhood Twitch community. Twitching through the curtains.
Neighbourhood peep show.
It's not a peep show.
It's too late. I've seen everything.
It's a very lovely neighbourhood and there's none of that.
Yeah, all the neighbours get on with each other regularly.
Sorry.
It's nice to be part of a community, isn't it, Dom?
It is a community in a way.
Yeah.
But we don't do the sort of community things that you're suggesting goes on.
The house hasn't been sold in that street for 14 years.
Yeah.
It's Hotel California. You can check in anytime you like.
Yeah.
You can never leave.
Absolutely. Why am I? Why am I agreeing with any of this?
Hey, did you hear about? Did you hear about Harold at number 43? What happened? Well, apparently, he bought a shirt. A shirt. A dirty pig. We should go around and. Harold, what are you doing? Oh, I'm really sorry. I just saw it on sale. I really liked it. Burn it! Burn it! Take all your clothes off.
Harold's definitely one of those.
Yeah. Oh, he is.
They all are.
Yeah.
They're not
all like that.
Ethel and Derek, who live next door or whatever, they're all into it. Fellow across the road, they're all into it. Why do you think Dom walks his dog four times a day?
She needs walking.
Do you walk her at night time?
All the time. Any time is dog walk time. Gotcha. Wink.
She needs a walk.
Dog time.
How is she doing, by the way?
Don't call it that.
How is your dog doing?
She's fine, thank you. She's had a big operation and she's all fine. And it costs thousands of pounds, which doesn't matter because it's our dog and we love her.
And it's all fine.
And it's all fine.
We went to see our friends on Saturday and their dog's got the cone on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, they hate it. Yeah, she wears it at night. She doesn't have to wear it during the day for somebody with her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I feel like dogs feel embarrassment, don't they?
She just looks a bit like, what's this? What's this?
Really?
Yeah, I feel like...
Because they love sniffing your nuts.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Right? You know, whereas if you did that in real life, you'd be embarrassed, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Where were we? And we saw a very small dog recently and it jumped up at you. And,
what?
And you were fine with it.
Oh, really?
Tiny little dogs. Well, I tell you what, it was Amanda Holden's dogs. One of them jumped up at your legs and was...
It's the size of a handbag.
Yeah, but I thought, because you wouldn't have liked that.
No, it's the big scary dogs that are like them when they jump up.
You didn't like the sausage dog I brought in and she did nothing.
Remember she was lovely.
She just sat there looking at...
Yeah.
Yeah, Amanda Holden started bringing her dogs to work. Not my problem. It's yours, Pip.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, she likes to bring her pets to work. I'm thinking in a few months' time, I might advise her to buy a snake.
Yeah, exactly.
Now.
That would be bad.
Rottweiler.
I love dogs.
very happy with dogs. Don't mind snakes, as long as she doesn't bring in a tarantula.
Do you know, I just said to Amanda, you know what you should get? You should get yourself a Mexican red-kneed tarantula.
Oh,
that's
yes,
what you should get.
Nice.
Very common tarantula.
Oh,
very safe, not dangerous at all.
On her shoulder loving throughout the show.
Oh. You don't even like talking about it, do you?
No. Oh, no.
What is worse, the thought of a tarantula or the word panties?
Oh, now.
Tarantula or panties?
A tarantula in panties.
Oh. Now, maybe that could fix your phobias. If you imagine a tarantula mooching around, actually wearing panties, going, "What are you doing? How are you doing? You know what?"
It takes the edge off a little bit in bloomers. Maybe.
Do you like my panties? I just got them from Eminis.
See, is that helping a bit?
Eminis tarantula.
Eminis.
A little bit.
They specialise in clowns for tarantulas.
So the tarantula's from the Midlands. From the Midlands area.
And seemingly Rachel from the
Old Show. It is Rachel from the Old Show.
Tropical tarantula.
Yes.
We said Lota on Saturday's show, didn't we? Because it was her birthday.
It was her birthday.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Rachel.
Thank you very much. Now, see, you're leaving. I stayed with that ship.
No, she didn't.
Until I left.
That's it.
I remember when Rachel joined to be an exec at One Extra.
Oh, yeah, she did, didn't she?
That was a mistake, wasn't it?
Tarpantula. Thank you, Jim.
What? No, I can't remember whose show it was. It was brilliant though.
DJ Tarpantula.
Tarpantula is very good, Jim. Well done.
Tarpantula. Hello, let's Apple Music. He gets paid a fortune now and listens.
Yeah. You gotta respect what he's doing.
That's it. You gotta respect what he's earning.
He respects what he's earning.
Anyway, once again we're talking loads and it's our more music hour. So here we go.
The Chris Miles Show.
Let's get some tunes on. If you have any requests, save them. Till 10 o'clock. When guess what? Toby Tarrant is back. These songs have all been chosen by us. We start with Kings of Leon.
Free, that's all that she could bleed. That's why she'll never stay. A wife and naked in the night and looking for some play. Just another girl that wants to rule the world at any time or place. And when she gets into your head, you know she's there to stay. Tangled on a chain of mine. She's got your pistol. Molly tangled on a chain of mine. Molly tangled on a chain of mine. Slow, she's burning in your soul with whispers in your ear. It's okay, I'll give it anyway. Just get me out of here. You'll plead, you'll get down on your knees for just another taste. When you think she'd let you in, that's when she fades away. You want it, she's got it. Molly's handled on the chain of mine. She's got your pistol. Molly's handled on the chain of mine. Molly's handled on the chain of mine.
Kings of Leon, Molly's Chambers at Radio X. I have in my hand details of the brand new Radio X Record of the Week, nonetheless. Now, I think this is very, very quick. So the album came out on Friday, and then they kind of dropped this song. But the first song to come from this album is still, for me, still flying. The band are Mumford & Sons. The album is called Rushmere. The title track dropped, I don't know when, but it's still a brilliant song. Rushmere is, well, always will be a brilliant song, but they've dropped another brand new song. This is Mumford & Sons. We've made it the record of the week. It's called Caroline.
Well, we've been here before. I saw your name on a card as I came in the door. So you can write again. I always fly till you shoot me down. This love can only last if I'm not around. Caroline, you can go your own way, but my face will follow you down and fill your dreams. The stars can keep your secret. I don't wanna owe them anything, so I will draw the line. Draw the line. Oh, Caroline. For years we've secretly been dreaming, but the words you write have lost all of their meaning. You're a fraud. Caroline, you can go your own way, but my face will follow you down and fill your dreams. The stars can keep your secrets. I don't want to owe them anything, so I will draw.
Very disappointing. That's the Radio X Record of the Week. It's just a joke. It's just a joke.
We've been silly.
Mumford & Sons.
Hello there!
What? And that's their brand new song, which is called Caroline, which is named after the old pirate radio
yes,
ship.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Well, the ship wasn't called Caroline. The station,
yeah, the station
was
Radio Caroline.
Caroline.
I had a cast again.
There was Radio Caroline, Radio Geraldine, yep. Radio Maureen. Mm. Oh, they were big 60s stations.
Jeanette. Do you remember Jeanette?
Yeah, Jeanette
take,
AM.
Yeah.
That's what it was called. Or Jeanette-um.
Yeah,
in the industry. Mumford & Sons, brand new single. It's our Radio Extract of the Week. That is Caroline. We will be right back.
The Chris Miles Show. Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X.
Say yes to whatever, whenever with the new Škoda Elroq. Press go on our new all-electric SUV. From spontaneous scenic drives to spur-of-the-moment city escapes and weekend getaways in the wild. Order now to be the first to jump in. Get up and go with the new all-electric Škoda Elroq.
What's your possible? The vision only you can make happen. Whatever the size of your business, accelerate your growth with the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform. Power your possible with the number one recommended cloud accounting software, Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals. Verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
Have you ever wondered what a sandwich sounds like?
Not much to it, is there? Unless, of course, it's a Walker's sandwich. Mmm, that is good. Now that's what a sarnie should sound like. Go all crisp in with Walker's. Delicious.
From all the drama to a world of wonders and bingeable box sets. It's adventure, it's excitement, it's bewilderment and awe. It's detectives, it's chases, it's even Geordie Shaw. It's Yorkshire Vets and Peppa Pig, all creatures great and small. It's Michael Palin, James May sailing, discovering a world to explore. It's real lives, it's saving lives, it's all this and more. Watch it, stream it. It's all on Five.
People's Postcode Lottery's big spring win is back. In our April draws, you and your neighbours could win a share of £25.4 million. Own or rent, doesn't matter. If your door is in the draw, then you're in with a chance to win. You just need to sign up before midnight tonight. Who knows? You could win a share of £25.4 million. So get your door in the draw. PPL managed lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus, conditions apply. Play responsibly, not available in Northern Ireland.
EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity, we actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF, change is in our power. Households who reduce their weekday peak electricity usage by 50% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
Muller Corner Originals presents...
Let's get ready to crumble!
The 90s are back once again with Muller Corner Originals Apple Crumble and Cherry Bakewell inspired.
Get steady and crumble. Everybody crumble!
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Moyle-Z. Happy Monday!
On today's 4 till 7 thing, I've got all the biggest stories from a massive weekend. Plus, we're of no fixed abode without a pet town. Nominate yours on 83936. And... we've got your best three Danish trainers. Plus, we spin the reels of the old Mexican bandit for this week's Mexican handbag. The 4 till 7 thang. From 4 till 7, it's a thang.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Woo! Amazon Spring Deal Days are here. So whether you're spring hiking or spring cleaning... you can save up to 45% off on all the things you need. From electronics and home to sports and so much more. Woo indeed. Shop Amazon Spring Deal Days. Ends midnight. With deals that make you go, woo!
Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show.
This is the More Music Hour on The Chris Moyle Show.
Give us a do-do-do, Captain, will you?
Do-do-do.
Thank you. Let's go to James Robinson, and he's going to go with the next song. And he's very, very excited about it, aren't you, James?
I am, because they're a guest on the show tomorrow.
What?
Yes.
Oh. Is it a wizard?
It's not a
is
wizard.
Is it a clown?
It's not a clown.
Children's entertainer?
No, it's a
musical... of the crankies?
No, it's a musical artist.
Anthea Turner?
It's not. It's The Darkness, and Justin Hawkins is on tomorrow, and this is I Believe in a Thing Called Love.
Justin Hawkins.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
In the studio tomorrow.
On Zoom, because he's on tour.
Oh, the lazy thing.
Album's out now.
Okay.
Dreams on
Toast.
All right.
Okay, all right.
Oh, let me Justin.
Out now.
Shut up, let him sing.
Can't explain all the feelings that you're making me feel. My heart's in overdrive and you're behind the steering wheel. Touching you, touching me, touching you, can't you touch your mood? I believe in a thing called love, just as tired of my heart. There's a chance we can make it now, maybe we can turn the sun goes down. I believe in a thing called love. chance we can make it now. But we're looking till the sun goes down.
Durham says, love the darkness. I'll see them tomorrow night in the Toon.
Oh, great. You'll enjoy that, Emma.
Yeah, tomorrow night they're playing City Hall Newcastle. Tonight they are playing in Manchester. Go and see the darkness. What are you doing tonight? Monday night, you're in Manchester. What are you going to do? Monday night, boring. Go see the darkness.
Yeah.
They're at the O2 Apollo tonight. Tuesday, Newcastle. Wednesday they play Liverpool. Night off on Thursday. You know.
That's it.
Rest of voice. And then Friday, it's going to be Coventry. Saturday night, they're in Leeds. And they are on tour. So go and see The Darkness. Are you going to go and see them, James?
They were in London on Saturday, and I didn't get to see them.
So not really
no.
proper fan then, are you?
No. Yeah, a real fan would have been there.
Absolutely, they'd have moved
that.
Hell and high water to be there.
Have you got a jumpsuit like Justin has?